insurance, become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to the Rural Activity Center at Shanklin Art School in Fall City. The boys are warming up. Fall City State Art coming in 9-6. They're ranked number 7 in the Johnson Rock. Number 1 ranked team in class, D1 Nebraska. They are 14-0. As we told you earlier tonight, dating back last year, they've won 22 straight now as Johnson Brock. Yeah, the boys fighting in conference tournament next week. Johnson Brock is the number 1 seed. They'll play Tuesday at 6 at Humboldt against either Lord Central Catholic or Lewiston. Take Hart's the third seed. They will play Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Humboldt. We will have that game on sister station KTNC. They'll play either 6-seed Pawnee City or number 11 seed Sterling at Humboldt on Tuesday afternoon at 3. Tri-County, the number 2 seed, will play Tuesday night at 7:30 at Southern against either Southern or Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. So that's coming up next week, the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Here tonight, the Irish coming in after a win Tuesday night over at Southern against the Raiders. The Irish are now 9-6 on the year. Sacred Heart had a three-game losing streak there. They lost to LeBlanc on January 6th and lost to Johnson County Central and to Auburn, and then they won two. They beat Pawnee City by 2 last Friday and won by 6 out of Southern on Tuesday night of this week. Tonight, Johnson Brock, the opponent. Then next week, they'll be at Weeping Water, and they wrap up the regular season at Lord Central Catholic on February 16th. We're getting really close to postseason basketball here. Johnson Brock, as I said, they won 14 in a row this season, 22 in a row overall. Talked to Coach Lucas Dollyhouse before the game. He said, we're looking for some good competition. He said, this would be good for us. I play in a top 10 ranked team. It always does things right. They got Southern later this week. In fact, tomorrow night. And then they've got a game with 13-3 Freeman Falcons. And a game of beat, but to wrap up the regular season. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back. Look at the starting lineup for the boys' game on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for all ages and abilities. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. You can learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience is needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your phone.
your family. Yes, it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3.
And we walk you back to the Rural Activity Center, Sacred Heart School, Falls City. And let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight. For the visitor from Johnson Brock, for Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, now in his ninth year at Johnson Brock. State champion last year in D1, looking to repeat here this year as they get an opportunity. And it looks like they'll certainly have a chance to go a long, long way this year. Tonight, starting lineup for Johnson Brock will be 5'9" senior Sloan Pelican, averaging 7.6 points per game. 6'2" junior Camden Dollinghouse, averaging 13.9 points per game. Brody Kaler is a 6'2" sophomore. He averages 14.1 points per game for the Eagles. Kaysen Dollinghouse is a 6'2" junior. Kaysen averaging 11.1 points per game on the season. And Leighton Barron, a 6-foot senior. Leighton averages 4.5 points per game. And Coach Barron's healing. Coach Dollinghouse talking to him, he said, you know, he just doesn't care. He scores. He said he'll do whatever we ask him to do. He said he's just the most unselfish kid you'll ever be around playing basketball. He says whatever we ask him to do, whatever dirty job we give him, rebound, play defense, whatever, that's what he does. He never complained about it all. For Sacred Heart, Coach Doug Gold tonight, his starting five will include a 5'11" sophomore, Cole Taft, averaging 9.3 points per game on the year. Jack Seitz is a 6'2" senior. He averages 12.4 points per game on the year. Brendan Limeron is a 5'9" sophomore. Brendan coming into tonight's game averaging 4.8 points per game. Also starting tonight for the Irish, James Breschel. James, a 6'1" senior. James averaging for the season 6.4 points per game. And Joe Simon, a 6'4" senior for the Irish. Simon coming into tonight's ball game for the Irish, averaging 12.7 rebounds and 10 rebounds per game on the season. 12.7 points and 10 rebounds per contest for Simon on the season at this point. So that's a good number to average a double-double. Every coach will take that. They're going to introduce the starters. We'll take another 1 minute timeout and be back with a tip-off on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Irish introducing their three seniors playing their last regular season game here at the Pro Activity Center. Don't know if the Irish boys will be able to host the sub-district this year or not. Looks like the girls will probably be hosting sub-district action. Boys up in the air at this point. A win tonight over undefeated Johnson Brock would give them a huge boost in those wild card points towards that goal. All right, into the center circle. It'll be Brody Taylor for Johnson Brock and Joe Simon for the Irish. And the tip, the Irish end up with the basketball. It's kind of a standoff on who tipped it. And to the front court of the basketball comes Brendan Lemeron. Lemeron with the ball, moves the ball over to the right side to Taft, and they'll give and go down the middle, and it's Fresco on the right side. Little four-footer up and good, and Big Hart takes the lead over Johnson Brock. To the front court we go. Pelican gives the ball off there to Brody Taylor. Now Pelican with it again to the free throw line as they run a weave out top. And Taylor misfires trying to get it to Camden Dollinghouse, and it'll be turned over to Sacred Heart. Oh, a turnover by the Eagles gives the Irish the basketball for the two-point lead. Simon to trigger the ball in by the scorer's table. Gets it in there to Lemeron against the zone. No, it's a man-to-man defense here. Stice with it to the top to Freshel. Freshel looking to get into Simon. He's guarded there by Barron. Freshel spins in, double team, back out to Simon. Left side to Stice. Beyond the three-point line, he'll dribble between the legs, cuts into the free throw circle, and he drops the ball. Taken away by the Eagles, and then Stice, trying to get it back, reaches in and commits a foul. First foul of the ball game. But now it'll be Johnson Brock with the basketball. Ball comes in to Brody Taylor. The Eagles have some definite three-point sharpshooters in this team. With it now, Brody Taylor out to Pelican. Pelican drives into the paint, gives the ball off there for Brody Taylor again. And now back it goes to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Taylor for three, short off the rim, no good. Rebound to Lemeron. Lemeron with the grab for the Irish, and he comes up the floor on the right side, down in the corner, tap. Defense runs to him, now to the top to Stice. Stice guarded by Taylor, gets a down low to pressure, guarded by Pelican in there. Stice has got some height. Pelican is built like a brick wall. And now Stice has got it out top. Go to the high post to Simon, top of the key. Senior will hold it back to his classmate, Stice. Stice working right. Backs up, gives it off to Simon again to the left side, into the hands of the guard. Lemeron, no, that's half. 3-13, give me a little trouble here. All right, Simon with it. Drop step, goes in, and he gets to the block, elevates, and will be fouled. We'll go to the line to 2-2. Foul will go on Sloan Pelican, Sloan's first. Well, the Irish boys are going to definitely attempt more free throws tonight than the Irish girls did because they didn't make any attempts in the game. Simon at the line, free throw up, rolls out of there. Looked like it was going to be in, but he climbed his way back out. He'll get one more here. Simon gets set. Up and got it. And the Irish lead it now by three. To the front court with the basketball. Here comes the Eagles. Camden Dollinghouse passes off, gets it back now over to Pelican on the far side. Pelican forcing his way in, leaves it off for Taylor. Taylor back to Kaysen Dollinghouse, and he'll come off to Taylor again. Kaysen moving left to Pelican. He'll drive to the middle. He'll elevate with a pass down to Barron. Barron shoots over Simon, short. Simon grabs the rebound, and the Irish have the ball with a three-point lead here early on in the first quarter. Simon, top of the key, left side, goes with it away to Stice. Back left side, holds the ball there, and now back to the middle. Midcourt circle with it. Taft, left side, gives it to Stice. Stice back to Simon. Simon, right side to Cole Taft. Sophomore holds it, dribbles in, slapped away. Ball's on it, and a push foul, and is that Pelican? Yes, it is. Sloan Pelican picked up his second foul, second one of the quarter on Johnson Brock. So inbounding will be Taft. He'll get it to Simon. He'll leave it off. Sorry, didn't give it to Lemeron. Kept it. Dribbles the right wing. Back to Lemeron now. Out top near midcourt. So moving around is Lemeron directing traffic with the dribble. Backs up. Looks. Simon right side. Beyond the three-point line. Looks for a cutter. Couldn't give it to Freshel. Closely guarded by Barron. Now again, Lemeron will work the dribble. He's picked up there by Kaysen Dollinghouse. 13-13 there. Now Simon back to the top. Threshold down the lane, right side shot blocked. But a foul will be called on Chase Van Winkle. Chase checked into the game there on that last break. I didn't see him check in. I didn't hear the horn. So Van Winkle picks up his first team foul, number three. And James Freshel, with 2 points, will look to make three and four, and he makes a three. And the Irish are up now 4-0. 4-0, Sacred Hearts. Second one on the way, second one good. 5-0, the Irish have the lead. Well, here come the Eagles to the front court. Bringing it up is going to be Jason Dollinghouse. Out it goes, and Van Winkle for three, no good. Rebound picked off by Taft for the Irish. Taft coming up the floor, long three ball off the back iron, no good. Rebound picked up by Stice out on the right side. Double teamed, and he got caught in the corner, lost the ball, it goes out of bounds. Turnover by the Irish. Eagle basketball with 4:01 to go, quarter number one, halfway through the first period of our Bruna Implement game. Your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, see him for parts, sales, and service. They also have 5 Northeast Canada locations to serve you. Three-pointer puts the Eagles on the board as Payson Dollinghouse hits from long range. Payson with the three-pointer makes it 5-3. At the other end, Joe Simon with the ball for the Irish. Out top, Lemeron with it, moving left. Gets the ball away to Taft. Man-to-man defense by the Eagle here. Back to Freshel. Freshel driving the right side. Stops, spins all the way around. Ball away, jumper, good. Freshel with 6 early in the game. And it's now 7-3, Sacred Heart. The other way we go with the basketball will be Van Winkle. Case will look. He'll give the ball off, and he'll get it right back from Taylor. Had a three-pointer on the way from Case and Dollinghouse. Off the mark, no good. Simon picked up the rebound off the deck for the Irish. Give it to Stice. Taylor picked him, and then Stice got it back. Stice ahead to Simon, front court. 6'4 senior holds it, looks it over, goes to Lemeron, rather to Taft. Now to Stice, left side. Stice holds Simon, top of the key. His pass intended to the corner for Freshel, deflected out of bounds off of the Eagles. Irish basketball in front of the Johnson Brock Eagle bench. Staff sends her next to Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. The Eagles brings it in to Stice. Lemeron out top in the midcourt circle. Dribbles, floating left. Down he goes. Still going. Now cut off. Reverses. Goes to the top of the key to Simon. Simon goes off to Stice. Stice moving left with the dribble. Back to Simon, isolated on the right side, moving into the paint, and he goes down the lane. He drops the ball, and it's taken away by Johnson Brock. Eagle ball to the front court comes Taylor. Taylor with it, right side of the floor to Van Winkle. Chase Van Winkle will hold it. He'll get the ball away now to Leighton Behrens out top, and he'll take the ball to the side. Payson Dollinghouse back and in, leaves it back. Van Winkle over to Behrens. Leighton Behrens back out to the top. Reset with Van Winkle in the midcourt circle. Into the paint, knocked away, and it ends up in the hand of Jason Dollinghouse. And he now has 5, and it's 7-5, Sacred Heart. Dollinghouse had it, lost it, got it back, shot it. He knew where to go with it. On the left side, the ball goes to Simon on the baseline. Inside the arc. Spins out with the basketball with a dribble. Goes back to the left side. Off to Lemeron, to the top. Freshel looking to attack in the paint. Double team. Kicks it out to the side. It'll be Taft. Cole will hold it. Now he'll go around a defender into the paint himself. Scoops with the left hand. No. Rebound picked out of there by Camden Dollinghouse. Camden up the floor. Left side. Taylor for three. Switch. Brody Taylor with a triple. And the Eagles take the lead now. 8-7. 8-7, Eagle lead with 54 seconds to go in the quarter. Simon, left side wing, double team, starts to back in with a dribble and a whistle and a foul. Eagle foul on 30. Leighton Behrens picked up his first. Fourth foul on the team, first on Behrens. Back in for the Eagles are in. There's Austin Meyer, a 6'4" junior. Also in there, where'd he go? Here's a three-pointer from the left corner. Pass can't connect. Rebound brought down by Camden Dollinghouse. Off the floor, Taylor on the right side into the free throw circle. Holds it, looks, picks up his dribble. Off it goes, the far side, Garrison Bowie in there. Bowie down low to Camden Dollinghouse, can't connect. And the rebound is picked up by Freshall. James Freshall in midcourt, 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Dribbling, picked it up. Gets it away to Stice, 19 on the clock. The Irish looking to reclaim the lead here, down by a point. Stice looking for cutters against the man-to-man, can't find anybody. The Irish have not subbed. Simon with a free throw into the paint. He goes, elevates, stripped of the ball. Ahead, Camden Dollinghouse, layup for Taylor at the other end. At the buzzer, the Irish turn it over, and after one, it is Hawk Johnson Brock, 10. Fall City Savior 7, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
10-7, the Eagles lead the Irish here after one quarter tonight at the Throw Activity Center in Falls City. And now we're ready. Eagle basketball starts this second quarter. A lob to the backcourt to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden up the floor on the right side, cuts through the defense, hit the bottom of the rim. Simon comes down to the rebound for the Irish. Simon up the floor. Stice back to Simon, top of the key. Simon gives it away now. Stice pass back to Simon. Right side, cutter through the middle is Limeron, and he got fouled on the shot. And we'll go to the line. All right, at the line, the foul is going to be on Kason Dollinghouse. His first, Limeron at the line. Free throw is up and no good for Limeron. Need to check Ray back to the studio, make sure we're still on. If you could let me know, I heard some noise. Want to make sure we're still going here. Free throw up and good. Limeron gets one out of two. And it's now 10-8, the lead to Johnson Brock. Okay, thank you. Good to go. Pelican three ball up and down on the right side of the circle. Sloan Pelican hits the triple. And it's now 13-8, the lead to Johnson Brock. Pass gets away, stolen. Camden Dollinghouse up the floor. Bumped by Simon before the shot. Joe Simon will pick up his first foul of the ball game. First foul of the quarter on the Irish. Now it'll be Sloan Pelican to inbound the ball from the baseline for the Eagles. Pelican ready out in the corner. Three ball up and too strong that time for Kason Dollinghouse. Rebound comes down. Simon had it and he got fouled. Good for the deck. Simon is fourth rebound and a foul on the Eagles will go on Kason Dollinghouse. His first team foul, number two of the quarter. 5-point lead for Johnson Brock. 13-8. The other way, Freshall for three from the elbow. Oh, it's up and good. 9 for James Freshall. Boy, I tell you what, he must have really worked on his shot this year. He is shooting unbelievably well. And now the other way we go with it. Leighton Barron cross court to Taylor on the right side. Doug it away, Keith and Dollyhouse driving in over to Camden for three. Short rebound brought down by Barron. Out to Pelican for three, too strong. And the rebound to Freshall.
So we come the other way. Stice ahead to Simon, drives in, and a blocking foul. And Eagle fans and Coach Dollyhouse are not happy with the call.
Leighton Barron called for the block, his second.
Simon dipped into it a little bit. I will give him that. I'm not sure Leighton got there quite in time. He's going to call it either way, and that fan base that got the foul called was going to be unhappy. That's just the way it was going to be. The Irish inbound from the baseline. Out top, Lemeron with it. Lemeron looks, comes left side for Stice. Lemeron back to the right, now moves left to Stice. Playing this possession out well beyond the three-point line. To the top, swinging over to Stice for three from the left side. In and out, no. Rebound brought down by Taft. They'll give it back to Stice. Pulled Taft to the board, gets it back. Now down in the corner, Freshall thought about it. Still dribbles, and now he'll go back out top with it to Taft. Now to Stice. To Taft again in the right elbow, and he'll go back the other way. Lemeron with the basketball. Lemeron giving it around, and we've got the ball. Move, high post, Simon, free throw line underneath Freshall. Two defenders go by, elevates off the glass, up and good. The 11 for Freshall, and we are tied for the first time tonight at 13. 13-13 with 5:18 to play in the first half. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Off it goes, and driven it off his leg and hitting the deck. Jason Dollyhouse. Irish defense playing well. Johnson Brock not getting untracked right now. Offensive end. We come back the other way. Stice with it. Into the middle of the lineup defender now, Austin Meyer, they're a 6'4 junior. He's guarding Simon. Simon with a nice bounce pass down. Hitting in from the left side is Lemeron, and he'll get the bucket. And the Irish take the lead, 15-13. So it's 15-13, safe at heart. Second lead change of the ball game. Set away, Pelican with it, off to Taylor. Taylor will give it up there for Van Winkle. Chase moves over. Off it goes, Chase and Dollyhouse. Three ball off the back iron. No. Freshall, rebound. And the Irish will bring it up. Freshall to the front. Gives the ball up to Stice. Stice with it, moving right. Coming around the left side, now reverses, gives the middle to Freshall again. Long three on the rim, no. Simon up, hit the rebound, but it's brought down by Taylor. Brody Taylor with the rebound on the other end. Jason Dollyhouse across. Pelican able to keep the ball from going out of bounds. Back to Taylor. Three ball on the rim, no. And the big man inside, Austin Meyer with the putback. And we're tied at 15, 15 apiece. And here come the Irish to the front court. Simon, top of the key, left side he goes. It will be Taft out top to Lemeron. Lemeron moving left side, now to Taft again. Working up and down the sideline, or in the paint, is Freshall. Now it's Simon with it. Simon off the Stice on the right side. He'll give the ball inside Simon. Holds it, and the ball is loose, knocked out of bounds. Off of the Eagles, out of bounds. Touch last there by Kason Dollyhouse. And here comes Camden Dollyhouse back into the game. Garrison Bowie back in the ball game for Johnson Brock. And Hayden Gravatt, a 5'9 sophomore, checks in as well. Meyer stays in the ball game. Inside Simon, and he brought it down. The defense attacked it. Out to Freshall, takes the three, dribbles, gets the ball away. And now it's Lemeron on the left sideline. Back out to Taft in the midcourt circle. Back to Lemeron, to Taft. Moving up in the corner to Freshall on the left side baseline. Back out around the horn we go. Lemeron to the middle to Stice, and Taft will fire a triple. It's the bottom of the net. Three-pointer, and the Irish lead it again. 18-15 is the score. Sig Harder, timeout, Irish. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny, 101.3.
18-15 at our score. St. Harvard with the lead over the Johnson Brock Eagles with 2:54 to go in the second quarter here tonight at the Real Activity Center. Up the floor we go. Camden Dollinghouse takes out left side. Three ball on the way. No good by Valley. Rebound brought down by the Eagles. Controlled there by Gravett. And now it's Taylor, and he'll give it back away to Garrison Valley. And inside Austin Meyer, or rather outside Austin Meyer, he'll give it away. Valley, and now back to Taylor. Taylor at the top of the key, guarded by Freshel. Left side to Camden Dollinghouse, drives into the paint, floats it up with the left hand. Nice move, and got her to go. Camden Dollinghouse with his first two of the ball game. It's a one-point ball game. So at the other end, we go to Freshel on the baseline, double team, looking for help. Can't find it, but he'll turn around. Can't connect on the turnaround this time. Rebound grabbed up by Brody Taylor. Brody to the front with it. Gives the ball ahead to Garrison Valley. Valley the right side to Meyer. Austin will hold it. He'll go over to Camden Dollinghouse. A lot of players in the ball game off and on for Johnson Brock here so far. Into the middle it goes to Valley. And now driving again is going to be Meyer. He sends off the forearm, gets the ball away. Camden Dollinghouse drives in, and he will get to the paint, and he'll put it up over the edge for two more, and it's 19-18. The Eagles claim the lead. Now 19-18. So he comes the other way. Simon, trapped on the baseline, throws it out of there, stolen away. Taylor with it, 3-on-2, and Camden Dollinghouse, his shot rejected by Stice, but he got the body as well. Foul, I only called it on James Freshel. Okay, I saw Stice underneath it, I didn't see James, his first foul. And at the line, Camden Dollinghouse, free throw is on the way up and good. He'll get one more. The lead is 20-18. Johnson Brock. Second free throw coming. Up and good. They shoot free throws very well, do the Dollinghouse Twins. Up the floor we go. Simon with the basketball for the Irish. A minute five to go in the half. Down by three is Sacred Heart. 21-18 the score. 10-7. Eagle to the end of one. Simon takes the lob in, turns, spins, drop step, up and good. Simon with his first field goal makes it a one-point game. 21-20. The other end with it, Taylor, right side to Meyer. Meyer holds it, now cross court he goes to Bowie. Bowie moves in, and the throw off the fingertips out of bounds of Hayden Gravett. Irish ball with 34 seconds to go. Doug Gold says for years loved to get one good shot at the end of a quarter. Down by one, he'd love to go into halftime with a lead. See what they get here. Sacred Heart, there are five starters to play the entire game so far. Off the right side, it is Freshel in the middle of the floor between the circles. 21 on the clock, left side to Taft. Taft of the basketball. Holds it, now dribbles to the midcourt circle. 12 on the clock, now off to Stice. He'll start to move. Double high post to the Irish. He moves. Looks, cross court Freshel. Three ball up, short, no good. And at halftime, our score is Johnson Brock Eagles 21, Fall City Sacred Heart 20. 21-20, the lead of the Johnson Brock Eagles at halftime for boys game. We'll be back with a halftime wrap up from Highland, brought to you by Highland Community College on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402 335 6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny
101.3. And we welcome you back here to halftime at the Rowe Activity Center. Our halftime numbers brought to you by Highland Community College. HCC is close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. In the first half of our ball game tonight, it is Sacred Heart with 20 points. They are led by James Preschel with 11 of those 20. 4 for Brendan Lemeron, 3 for Cole Taft, and 3 for Joe Simon. Sacred Heart 4 for 6 at the free throw line. Nobody with more than one foul in the first half for Sacred Heart tonight. For Johnson Brock in the game tonight, in the first half, leading the way in the scoring column. Camden Dollenhouse has 6 in the first half. Sloan Pelican with 3, 2 for Austin Meyer, 5 for Brody Kaler, and 5 for Kaysen Dollenhouse. The Eagles are 2 for 2 at the line in the first half of tonight's ball game. We had 3 lead changes and 2 ties in the first half of tonight's ball game. Again, our first half sprint wrap brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC, close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Johnson Brock does have 2 players with 2 fouls, Sloan Pelican and Leighton Behrens in the first half. In the girls' game tonight, it was Johnson Brock with the win there, 14th straight game, 49-35 over D2, number 1, Sacred Heart, 49-35. Johnson Brock led by Natalie and Knebelmeyer with 16, and Taryn Ottoman with 14 tonight. Gentry Lechtenberg led the Irish with a dozen in the game. It's 21-20 right now. We'll take a 2-minute break, then we'll check in with the weather forecast, hear more from our sponsors. We'll be back here in about 5 minutes or so with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair wants to remind you that January is National Blood Donor Month and wants to recognize the 3% of the U.S. population that donates blood each year. A blood transfusion occurs every 2 seconds in America, and a single donation can save multiple lives. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages those that are able to donate and help save a life. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair at Falls City will keep your equipment running. 402-245-2908.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A dense fog advisory continues until noon tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 31 with fog in spots tonight. Under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected with fog in spots early tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 37. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 31. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here to the Row Activity Center at halftime. 21-20, Johnson Brock with the lead. Been a good ball game. Three lead changes, a couple of ties in the first half tonight. Jake Hart James Preschel with 11 points in the first half. Keep the Irish offense going. What will may tell the tale of this game? Simply is going to be conditioning. Sacred Heart has five players that have played all the way so far. No subs for Coach Doug Gould so far in the first half of the ball game. I believe at least 10 players in the game for Johnson Brock in the first half of tonight's ball game. So Johnson Brock gets more players in fewer minutes than the Irish. By the time the game ends, by the time we get down that fourth quarter in crunch time, they should be a little tired. But we'll see what happens. There we go. Sacred Heart with a one-point deficit and the ball to first quarter number three here at the Real Activity Center. They go left to right towards the east bucket here in the second half. Night. Simon with it. Beyond the three-point line, he's looking. Comes across here, court to the south side to Preschel. The Irish go left to right as we watch it here in this second half. Dice moving with the basketball on the dribble. Takes it back out top to Preschel. Preschel looking, directing traffic. trying to get him lined up where he wants everybody. Now he'll get it away to Jack Stice again. Stice, the Liberon, thinking about it from the elbow, didn't take the long one. Back over to Stice. The Irish can be patient. Yeah, that's right. Would love to get out and run. Stice for three. Too strong. The rebound to Barron. Layton picks up the board and gets it to Sloan Pelican. Pelican up the floor, left side. Kaler for three. Too strong. And the rebound comes off long. It's going to be Taft with the rebound for the Irish. Taft comes up the floor, gives it to Joe Simon. Simon left side for Stice on the wing. Holds it, looks into the high post. The freshman knocked away, and he went to the floor and he rolled over. It's nothing he could do. He made the catch. He was falling down, and he hit the deck. And it'll belong to Johnson Brock on the turnover. So we'll go back the other way now. Eagle basketball. Inside to Leighton Behrens. He'll shoot. Blocked by Simon. Ball controlled by Johnson Brock. And Camden Dollinghouse moves in, and a foul on the floor on Simon. Joe picks up his second foul. First foul of the quarter on the Irish. And now inbounding Pelican. It's Pelican, Taylor, Dollinghouse, Dollinghouse, and Behrens for Johnson Brock. They're starting five. Stice, Simon, and Freshel, the front. Taft and Lemeron out front for Saving Heart. All five starters for both teams in the ballgame. 21-20, Johnson Brock, and a nice pass inside. Camden Dollinghouse threads the needle into Leighton Behrens, who puts up his first two of the night. And it's now 23-20. The lead to Johnson Brock. Taft out on the left wing. Bounce pass down to Simon. Got the rounded defender and is able to lay it off the glass for two. 23-22, Johnson Brock. Here come the Eagles to the front. Now to the left side of the basketball. Pelican, cross court. Jason Dollinghouse looking. Said I better not. Down to Kaler. Taylor with it. Camden Dollinghouse whips it left side to the corner. Pelican starts to move, cut off, gets the ball back out top. They'll reset the offense. Now to Taylor. Right side, Camden Dollinghouse for a long triple. Hits the rim, off the deck. Simon tangled up with Pelican. Ball hits the deck, takes a high bounce, and out comes Lemeron with it. Taft to Lemeron, back to Simon, top of the key, left side. Looking over to Taft. Sophomore holds it. 5:05 to play in the period. 23-22, Johnson Brock. High post or high pass. A lob into Simon. Back out. Freshel for three in the lead. On the rim. Won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Brody Kaler. Kaler coming out of there with a basketball. Up the floor it goes. Camden Dollinghouse will dribble into trouble. Had to back out. Defender gets tangled up with his own man there. Behrens with it. Right side Kaler. Three ball up and in, out, and back in it goes. He had the range, but the ball popped out and went back through. And it's now 26-22. The lead is four. 4 point. Johnson Brock leads. Stice pass tipped, knocked away. Chase for it down the floor. Picked up by Kaler. He will give the ball to Behrens, and Behrens shot rejected by Simon. Stice had it. Now Behrens ends up with it. Back to Kaler and a reach-in foul on Joe Simon, I'm guessing. That is my guess. No. Did they call that on? They called that on Cole Taft. Now, you would think that I certainly not mix up 5'11 Cole Taft and 6'4 Joe Simon. Ball comes in off the glass. No good by Dollinghouse. Rebound. And Behrens grabbed it. Out it goes to Kaler. He can't connect. And Freshel will grab the rebound now for the Irish. We'll come back up the floor the other way. Freshel with the ball. Holds it between the circles. Gives it off to Taft. Taft to the basketball. Right side to Stice. The Irish down by four. 26-22. Stice moves around. Cut off by Brody Kaler. And fouled by Brody Kaler. His first of the ball game. Team foul number one of the half on Johnson Brock. Into the game, here comes Chase Van Winkle for the Eagles. Out goes Brody Kaler. Inbounding the ball will be Taft, Simon, Now to Lemeron, over to Stice, left wing. Moving up with the ball. Now back to Stice. Steinis, beyond the paint, out on the left side, goes cross court Taft for three, buried it. Cole Taft for the second triple, and it's 26-25. Sacred Heart down one. Three ball the other end. Short, no good. Pelican grabs a loose ball out of the air and puts it back up and in. Pelican with the rebound off the miss of Camden Dollinghouse. Put it back up and in, and it's a three-point lead. Taft knocked down by Camden Dollinghouse over in the far corner. Gets up. They're scrapping back and forth. It's Lemeron with it. He slipped on the floor, fell down. Eagle basketball run out of the other end. Good. Pelican with back-to-back hoops. And the lead now is five for Johnson Bronx. I believe that might be their biggest lead of the ball game. Time out. David Hart down 30-25. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you ready to kick off a healthier year? We've got the tips to make those New Year's resolutions stick. Tip 1, start small. Break down your big goals into achievable steps. Tip 2, buddy up. Grab a friend or family member to join you on your journey. It's more fun and motivating together. Tip 3, mix it up. Don't get bored. Try new activities to keep things exciting. Lastly, tip 4, celebrate wins. Acknowledge your progress and you'll be more likely to stay on track. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a healthier, happier New Year.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
30-25, Johnson Brock with the lead over Sacred Heart. Very entertaining ball game. Lots of physical play. Both teams have done a decent job taking care of the basketball. Both teams play hard-nosed defense, which can make the ball game look a little ugly sometimes, but really not the case here tonight. Irish ball in front of their bench. Cole Taft, sophomore to inbounds. They'll get it in to Simon. Jill will hold it and hand it off to Brendan Lemeron. To right side, Stice. Simon tried to cut it back door to Stice. He'll go instead to Lemeron. Into the paint, back out to Freshel. Top of the key off to Lemeron again as the Irish will reset the play out top. Double high post for the Irish with Freshel on one side and Simon on the other. Out of the right side, it's Lemeron with the ball. Guarded there by Kason Dollinghouse. From the top to Taft, off he goes. Now a lob inside. Stice to Simon. Left side of the wing, back out. Freshel thought about a three, didn't. Back and in. Turn, jump, shoots, off the rim, won't go. First half, who fell? Not here in the second half. Taylor with the rebound for the Eagles. And up the floor with the basketball comes Johnson Brock with a minute 50 to play in the quarter and a 5-point advantage. The left side of the basketball now in there. Leighton Behrens again. Cross court he goes. Camden Dollinghouse, or other Kason Dollinghouse, had it taken away, got it back. And as the ball comes back to him, it's in his hand. Kason puts it up and in. He's got seven. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse thought he got fouled before he got the ball back. Mills Hall. They're letting him play a little bit. Long three for Taft. Short, no good. Pelican the rebound. Sloan brings it up with a long pass ahead. And he goes in. Kason Dollinghouse going in. Elevates. Got the basketball. And little chirping by the Eagle sideline. And the official said, probably had enough of that. Sacred Heart brings Cooper Canobi into the ball game, a 6'2 sophomore. Three ball Pelican won't go. Rebound tipped around. And the rebound ends up with Austin Meyer. And a scramble and a foul line to be called on James Freshel. His second. Team foul three of the quarter on the Irish with 66 seconds to go. Out goes Chase Van Winkle. And now inbounding to the backcourt to Garrison Bowie will be Camden Dollinghouse. Top the floor, Pelican wide open, triple, no. On the flat iron, Simon with the rebound as he tries to get the ball away. It is off of an Eagle player. And we've got Taylor back in for Pelican. So here we go. Irish Carriage ball, down by 7, 32-25. Johnson Brock, their biggest lead of the ball game here. Off the screen comes Preschel. Can't get the shot away over Camden Dollinghouse. Looks, hands to Simon. 37 on the clock. Simon moves back and into a double team. Foul on the floor. I think it's going to be on, Casey Dollinghouse. His second foul of the quarter on the Eagles. 34.4 seconds to go. Back in the game, Chase Van Winkle. The Irish bring back in full tap. Payson Dollinghouse will sit down. Now we've got all the right players in. Yep. a lot of changes going on there for both teams. In the sky, out to Freshel, across the floor. Now down to Limeron, left side wing, three ball, too strong. Long rebound, caroms out to Chase Van Winkle. Chase can catch just about anything, if I remember, for football. So he's inside, misfired on the pass, recovered by Hayden Gravatt. 15 seconds to go, the lead is 7 for the Eagles. A long one would stretch it to double figures. Here's a pass out to Kaler for 3. It's up, it's on the way. No good, and with 6 seconds to go, we have the ball went up and hit the support, I believe, above the backboard. So the Irish have 5.9 to work with it here. Get it ahead to Stice. Midcourt, 3 on the clock, 2. Stice will stop, he'll pop, and he'll hit it at the buzzer. Stice with the 2-pointer. His first 2 of the ball game, and after 3, Johnson Brock, 32. Sacred Heart, 27. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
32-27, Johnson Brock with the lead and the basketball to start quarter number 4 here. Sloan Pelican has off the right side to Camden Dollinghouse. The junior drives in, elevates, no. Simon grabs up another rebound for the Irish, and he'll bring it up himself this time. Simon to the front. Now, pass to Limeron. Limeron works the right side to Stice. 2 points per game for Jack. Inside to Simon. On the right block, back and in. Little head and shoulder fake. Turn short. Rebound, Brody Taylor. Taylor will bring it up himself. Taylor takes it down to the corner. Shot on the way, no good. By Kason Dollinghouse. And now the Irish come away with a rebound. Simon brings it up the floor after another carom. Off to Preschel. Looking to move. Can't. He'll get the ball away now. And take it around to Stice on the right side. Give the ball away to Simon. And now out to Stice for 3. That's good. Jack Stice now with 5. 32-30. 32-30. With 6:40 to go, a dribble and a drive, and the ball knocked away from Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse has it knocked away out of bounds, and it will be Eagle ball from the baseline. Sloan Pelican out top to Taylor. Taylor will hold it. Now dribble. Look off the left side to Kason Dollinghouse. The Pelican on the right, back in the middle to Kason, back over to Sloan. They'll play catch with it. Now we'll try the left side. Taylor, now over to Pelican again, and back. Camden Dollinghouse, high post, free throw line. Pass tipped away. Leighton Barron's underneath, playing the low post for the Eagles.
10 to play. Camden Dollinghouse driving in. Bumped by Simon, no whistle. And Dollinghouse, Dollinghouse went in there very aggressively. He and Simon mixed it up pretty good. Almost looked like a punch. Apparently not. The referees were right there on top of it. Simon and Camden Dollinghouse really changing it there. And now it's Irish basketball. They're rolled out of bounds for 6 minutes to go. The Irish can take the lead. And now, Jason Dollinghouse, they say, gets called for a foul as Cole Taft went flying. I think we're getting about to the point where the referees are going to say, fellas, that's enough. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse over to the official, calls a timeout. That's the third foul on Keith Dollinghouse. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Sunny 101.3.
5:59 to go in this ball game in regulation. It's 32-30 Johnson Brock. Coming into this game on paper, the Eagles have won 22 straight dating back to last year. 14-0 on this season, number one in D1. And you think, well, they're going to come in here and maybe handle the Irish, not with ease, but this certainly has been a fight from the very beginning tonight. All right, to the top, Taft to Simon, guarded by Perrin. Out beyond the three-point line, in the middle of Preschel. It's up on the rim, and it won't go, and Preschel going in for the rebound, got his hand on the shoulder of an Eagle, picked up his third foul, first foul of the quarter on the Irish. Third on Preschel, three on Keys and Dollinghouse for Johnson Brock. Nobody else in the game with more than two. And here come the Eagles with the basketball to the front court. Sloan Pelican out on the right side. Taylor between the circles. Right side, Leighton Barron. Leighton holds it. Look. Bounce pass down low. Keith and Dollinghouse across the baseline to Pelican for three. It's up and down. Sloan Pelican now with 10 in the ball game. With that three-pointer, the lead is 5, 35-30. The other way, the Irish to Simon. Right side of the floor, back in, double team. It comes to it. Preschel. They're not scored here in the second half. The shots are all falling in the first half. The second half, been on the rim, and they don't go in the hole. Scythe back and in. Here comes a double team from the side. Gets it away to Lemeron. 4:45 and counting down. 5-point lead for the Eagles. Scythe to Simon, top of the key. Left side with it. Preschel between the legs. Gets the ball to Simon. Simon spins around, looks, pass, Preschel, left side, Stice, inside, Preschel, left block, look, dribble, turns off the glass, no, Simon kept it alive, but picked off by Taylor. Eagles to the front court, Pelican, three ball, right side on the rim, no, Simon grabs the board, gives it out to Taft for the Irish. Old Taft to the front to Joe Simon. Between the circles. Gets an assignment at the 4 minute mark, or excuse me, to Scythe at the 4 minute mark. Moving right with the basketball is the Irish senior, and he kicked away. Taylor reached in, and Brody picked up his second foul. Second foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. So now it's going to be Taft inbound to basketball. Taft holds it, looks. Takes it back court to Skies. Skies moving the ball up. But now with Skies with it. Skies moving down. Comes over to the right side. Joe Simon, the senior. Driving to the baseline. Reverses out top. Gets it away. Preschel couldn't fire the three-pointer. Now back to Simon.
Draw the crowd out to Stice, back to Simon. Give and go, backdoor layup. Up and good. Reverse layup, good for Stice. He's got seven, the assist to Simon. And it's 35-32. 3:20 to go. Camden Dollinghouse, three ball, no. Simon with the foul as Pelican went up and got the rebound. Pelican the board, and Simon will be called for the foul. For Sacred Heart, that'll be his third. Second foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart, 3:17 left. Lob it into Kaler between the circles. Inside Camden Dollinghouse. Jump, passes over Simon. Barron's over Bristol for two. And it's a lead of five again for Johnson Bryant. Irish to the front court. Simon, right side of the circle, looking over to Taft. Defense, and as soon as the Irish get a catch, or the defender on, they're not getting any easy looks, inside or outside. And now a push foul. The pass went to the corner, and it's going to be Camden Dollinghouse, I'm sure. Camden has not been very happy for much of this second half. He saw some calls went his against him that shouldn't have, and he more so thought he didn't get the calls that he should have when he was on the offensive end. So that's three, or no, two on Camden, excuse me. Three team fouls on the Eagles. 2:50 to go. Simon, a pass from Frenzel. Stolen away, Kaler all the way in. Finger roll, good. Kaler now with 10, and it's a lead of 7 for Johnson Brock. 39-32. Pass was just a little too nonchalant that time for the Irish. And now Taft for three. Short, he went to the deck, wanted a foul, didn't get it. At the other end, Jason Dollinghouse. Blocking foul will be called on Limeron. Brendan Limeron picked up his first, team foul number 4 on Sacred Heart. And good goal. One for timeout. 39-32 to Johnson Brock lead with 2:21 to go. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
39-32, Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock. The Eagles have a 7-point lead here tonight. The Eagles looking for a sweep in the varsity action tonight. The Eagle girls picked up a win over the Irish tonight. The final in the girls' game was 49-35. Johnson Brock with the win, their 14th straight win. They lost their season opener, and they've not lost since. So we go to the free throw line, and at the free throw line will be Leighton Barron. Oh, no, excuse me. He just lined up there. Not shooting free throws. I'm sorry. I apologize. Bring it into Camden Dollinghouse out top, and they'll go over to Case on the near side. Case will work into the free throw, or excuse me, into the midcourt circle. Now working right side off to Kaler. Going to let a little air out with the Johnson Brock Eagles here with 2 minutes to go in this ball game. They play catch. Jason Dollinghouse out in the midcourt circle. Doug Goltz up. Calling out a play to his defense. Telling him what to do. They're switching up into man-to-man defense here. Going to go a little more aggressive off the right side to Perrin. Cross court near side. Taylor, three ball up and got it. Brody Taylor with a dagger there. 13 for Taylor, and the lead is 10 for Johnson Brock. To the front, now with it, Limeron, with a minute 30 to go. Limeron to Stice, to Simon on the right side, bounce pass down, Brushel off balance, and it hits the top of the backboard, and it'll be Johnson Brock basketball. Well, the Irish going to bring the pressure here. Off the floor with it, Camden Dollinghouse. Camden with the basketball. Off the right side with it. And now it's going to be to Kaysen. He's going to hit the lane. Down the lane, left hand scoop, no. Camden with the rebound and a block shot
by Simon. And Hazen Dollinghouse gave a little shove to Stice. And the referee sent Brendan Lemeron calling for the foul. His second, team foul number three on Sagan Hart. So Hazen Dollinghouse with the free throw up and good. He's got 7 points in the game now. Second one coming up and good. And now the lead is 12. I believe that's the biggest lead of the ball game. Minute to go. The Irish trailing Johnson Brock. Simon up the floor, backing in. Leaves it out for Taff. Taff moving left side. Russell cut off. Now he'll drive. Spins out. Double team. Has to get to somebody. Knocked away by Pelican. And it goes back the other way with the basketball now. Simon in the middle. Lemeron backing in. Lean. Can't get a shot away. Lemeron with it. Now down to 35 seconds. Russell for three on the rim. No. Taylor had the rebound knocked away. And then two Eagles end up out of bounds with the basketball with 30 seconds left. Irish ball under the bucket. Triggering in will be Brendan Lemeron. He'll look, get it into Simon on the left block, fall away short, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Keith and Dollinghouse. And up the floor, we've got a whistle, we got a foul, I believe. Who we got? 13 and white, that's Brendan Lemeron. His third all here in the fourth quarter, team foul number five of the quarter. So it's two free throws out for Camden Dollinghouse. 23 seconds to go. Camden hits the free throw. He's now 5 for 5 on the night. On the year, 77% free throw shooter. That's going up in this one. Second one coming right here. It's up. It's good. And he's 6 for 6 in the line, and all of a sudden the lead is 14. To the front, Stice with 18 seconds to go, spinning in. And here comes the defender from the back, double team. Simon for three, up, and on the rim, no. Rebound, Lemeron had it. Fouled by one of the Dollinghouse twins. They're going to put this one on Camden. They had, kind of had a little Lemeron sandwich there on that rebound. Team foul number four of the quarter. 8 seconds to go. Yeah, fouls are right, yep. Here we go. Inbounding will be Lemeron for the baseline. He'll look. Bounce it in to Stice for three. No. Rebound brought down by Dollinghouse. Jason Dollinghouse will stop, and that'll end the ballgame. Your final, John Brock, 46. Ball City Sacred Heart, 32. 46-32, the win to Johnson Brock in this boys' contest. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an activity for your 4 to 6-year-old? Sign up for the Shatomuki Kid Camp at Heller Martial Arts. Starting February 5th, the 6-week camp teaches your 4 to 6-year-old the basics of Taekwondo and a simple, effective bully defense, and boosts their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shatomuki Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts. 402-380-3383.
It's often been said, if you really want to know what's going on, just follow the money. When you bank with us, you can see how your money grows our local economy. Let's say a local store owner deposits his weekly revenues. Then a family needs a loan for a new car. The car salesman gets commission so he can keep saving for his kids' college. This chain is called the local economy. We don't break this chain. We keep your money working right here in the community.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at the Real Activity Center, our game is complete. Our summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Services, Fallon City and Auburn. Farm Bureau Services, Fallon City and Auburn, Chief Jake or Tasha, Arm Connected. Your future, let them protect it. The end of boys game tonight, 46-32, the final. We had three lead changes, a couple of ties in the first half. State Hart jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Johnson Brock finally got back and got the lead.
in the first quarter at 8-7. That's the end at 10-7 after one. 21-20, the Eagles led at halftime. Then they outscored the Irish 11-7 in quarter number three and 14-5 in the fourth quarter to secure the win, 46-32. Johnson Brock 6-for-6 at the free throw line tonight. Sager Hart 4-for-6. Scoring for the Irish in double figures, James Brush with 11 tonight, 7 for Jack Stice, 6 for Cole Taft, and 5 for Joe Simon. For the Johnson Brock Eagles tonight, 3 players in double figures. Brody Taylor, the sophomore, leads the way with 13 in the game. 10 apiece for Camden Dollinghouse and Sloan Pelican tonight. 7 for Kaysen Dollinghouse. Leighton Barron had 4 and 2 for Austin Meyer. Johnson Brock now 15-0 on the season. Dating back to last year, they won 23 straight and win it tonight. 46-32. Sager Hart now 9-7. And our girls game tonight, it's a win for Johnson Brock girls, 49-35. They're now 14-1 and won 14 in a row themselves. They're led by Natalie Knippelmeyer with 16 and Taryn Ottoman with 14 in the ball game tonight. Sager Hart led by Gentry Lechtenberg with a dozen in tonight's contest. The Irish girls ranked number one this week in G2, now 13-3 on the year. Well, that's going to wrap it up for coverage tonight from the Rowe Activity Center. Ball City Sager Hart and Johnson Brock. Here's some fun-looking basketball here tonight. They'll maybe meet up next week, possibly, you never know, at the Pioneer Conference. We'll let you know more about those games. We'll have the Irish boys on Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock on sister station KPNC. Tomorrow night on KPNC, our sister station, 107.1 FM at 12:30 a.m. Ball City Tigers, girls and boys, host the Weeping Water Indians tomorrow night. Brandon Gatula with all the action for you tomorrow night on KPNC. That's going to wrap it up tonight. Your coverage sponsored by Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. Also serving you from 5 locations in Northeast Kansas. That's going to wrap it up. I'm Chad Nixon. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.